right now, let's get right into our fishing forecast for your weekend with Mr. Don Green on the Mobile Tensaw Delta. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man. I was excited to hear Wayne caught that 6-pounder.
Yeah, that to me is kind of a blessing to hear that, because I have so many heated discussions with really good anglers, for that matter, my own son, as a matter of factly. Those causeway bass don't get very big. I think that shows they do. You got to learn how to fish for big bass on the lower delta to catch big bass.
Yep.
You get up there and fish with the small bass, you're going to catch small bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to find the big ones.
But, I guarantee you.
You know, they're schooling right now, so, you know, maybe the big ones hang out with the big ones, little ones with the little ones. I don't know.
They'll come in, you know, they'll get out the little deep water haunts and little pockets where they sit there and wait on bait. They'll move in closer to the bank when the saltwater fish move in, and then you can catch them.
Well, Wayne did say that the fishing has been just incredible this week.
I'm telling you, that full moon's coming up this weekend, and that week before the full moon's always a top time.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to some people this morning, I wanted to go yesterday, but I didn't get to. I wasn't able. But the people that are out there fishing are catching a lot of fish. And right now, if you want to catch some crappie, you need to be going before the really cold weather comes in, because they've all moved into treetops, delta-wide, up and down the delta. Anywhere you go, they're in the treetops now.
Mm-hmm.
And on the logs, anything near the bank. Just about, well, Randy told me up there at Hubbard's, he said, anywhere you want to go, just get you a bucket of minnows and hit a treetop and just move along, and they're all in those treetops. He said everybody's catching them.
My buddy Dip McMillan has been catching them in 6 foot of water on treetops and structures. So.
I guarantee you, they're all moving in. You know, you've always heard me talk about this time of the year is a false spawn, because they move into the same area they do in the spring of the year. The only difference is they're not spawning, and they're easier to catch. And you can really work on them. And from the reports I got this morning, they're all up, and even in the lower delta, the creeks in the lower delta. Now, one thing, don't look for clear water. There's no clear water in that delta right now. It's all dingy. You'll find a little bit of clear water here and there, but most of the areas that the better fishing areas are dingy. Talked to Trey George this morning. He went out yesterday, fished lower the creeks and bayous in the lower delta looking for some clear water. Never found it. Went all the way up in those areas.
Mm.
Caught bass. Had to use blade baits to catch them, but they needed a little bit of racket to hone them in on, you know, but the water's still dingy. And this is just one of them years we didn't have that clear water up until December like we usually do.
Well, Don, now that the water temperatures have dropped pretty drastically, I think our listeners would like to know, what is the prime water temperature to get these bass supercharged?
To me, when that water temperature drops like it has and gets into the middle and high 60s, that is the perfect temperature for bass to feed longer and feed more aggressively, because it's that clock in them that tells them, okay, let's fatten up before the cold weather when we slow down, you know, and that's exactly what we're having right now. Now, the bass are in somewhat of a transition now. If you're a shrimp fisherman, you wouldn't notice it, because you're going to be fishing the edges of the grass anyway, but a lot of people that fish bays and water 1 to 3 feet and have been fishing all summer in that 90-degree heat, you know, it's fine, but when that water temperature drops to 68 like it is now, you start looking for the edge of those flats. You go out on the edge of that flat, in the edge of the drop-off, find gradual drop-off if you can, and fish 3 to 5 feet. Then you're going to get your quality fish.
Well, what about when you get these, we're getting ready to get into the time of year where we get those kind of vicious fronts and they blow all the water out.
Okay.
What are you going to do then?
Okay, what I do then, I find me a sheltered area, not too big of a creek. I'd leave, just leave the rivers then, and get up in these creeks and look for fairly sheltered areas. Always remember, the colder the water, the closer a school of fish will be. It's just like specks or anything else you want to find out there. A school of fish gets in a smaller bundle when the water temperatures get colder. And you can find them and you can mop up with them. You know, when you do find them, you can cool and get 10 good fish out of them. But most bass will be either in or around deep water. They'll be near deep water in treetops or whatever, or behind a bar where the water's not flowing hard, because cold water, bass try to stay out of flowing water because it's just as cold as it would be to you out there in the wind in 30-degree weather, you know. And their traits are a lot like ours in ways, but you look for areas of deep water. Number one, you got to have deep enough water to take run to when it really drops down. And you need structure around that deep water or near that deep water to find them. And you'll find a lot of them usually when you find them.
Well, Don, you say the water's kind of dingy all over the Delta right now. What caused that?
Okay, the storm is really what caused it. Number one, we had a good bit of grass in your bays and most of your smaller creeks and your creeks. And what that wind does in that swift water, it strips that grass. Okay, it doesn't hold silt like it did. And it dinges all the water up. Anywhere it can get into, it dinges it up. Mm-hmm. And this year we will have one of those years. We're not going to have any clear water except in some small areas that may have a little tributary creek that is clear. That's the only way you'll find any clear water now, and it'll usually be that way the rest of this winter.
Well, if you're an experienced Delta fisherman, you're used to fishing muddy and dingy water anyway. So,
But that's the thing is, you just change your tactics a little bit because the fish are still there and they're still going to eat.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about those crappie and those that heavy cover. Those weedless jigs are the ticket when they're in that heavy cover like that. You can drop that jig down, and you got to move it around a little bit to get their attention, especially in dingy water. But that's the way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I like to put a little bit of stinkum on there, some kind of, you know, maybe a shad sin or any kind of amino scent. You know, they make it now for crappie bait. But anything that'll have a little bit of a smell to it, we'll catch him quicker than one that doesn't.
And if you like minnows too, you can always tip your jigs with a minnow, and that
there you go.
And that'll cause plenty of movement.
But my understanding, and several people have told me, man, you better go get them while the water, the temperature is, because they've moved in them trees, and as soon as that water temperature starts dropping again, they'll get back out in the middle of the channel again.
That's right. Well, thank you, Don. We have a great report from you, and you have a great weekend, buddy.
Okay, you too.
All right, folks, let's take a trip up to Lake Martin. We're going to talk to Captain David Hare with Alex City Guide Service, see what's going on up there. Captain, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Alan. You doing all right?
We're doing good, good, good. The weather's getting right. The water temperatures are dropping. What's the water like at Lake Martin?
I am actually on the water as we're talking. The surface temperature where I'm sitting right now is 69.4, and I'm on the north end and headed south here in just a little bit.
Well, I know you target those big stripers, and I've been lucky enough to be with you and caught a 30-something pounder myself. Now, are the stripers changing their habits with this colder water?
Yes, sir, they are, and they are absolutely turned on right now, which I think the majority of the fish are turned on, but the stripers are definitely turned on. We boated 34 yesterday.
My goodness, that's a day's work right there.
Yes, sir. I was one tired putty at the end of that day.
I bet you were. Tired me out to catch one of those big jokes. Well, I guess you're still, you know, fishing deep, right?
I am, and I'm sure there's probably some fish that could be caught shallow right now, but I tell you, I'm on some deep water fish, and it's just hard to leave them when you're catching them like that.
That's right.
Putting these clients on them and keeping them busy is the name of the game.
My rule of thumb is if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what do you...
One thing that's fun right now, Alan, that's going on, I'm seeing a lot of these spotted bass busting the top, and they're feeding on some, looks like, I call them newborn little thread fin shad.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're just chasing those things everywhere. And not only can you catch the bass while they're doing that, you can catch them on top water. But if you'll cast out there past them and bump a spoon down through there, right up under those spotted bass, there's stripers down there, and they're waiting on these shad to, get killed or die off under those bass, and they're just waiting on them to flutter down. And so I'm actually catching bass on top, stripers up underneath them, and go a little bit deeper than that, and there's crappie down below the stripers.
Oh, how deep do you have to go for the crappie up there?
Well, the ones I've been catching, they've been down around 50 feet.
I saw a picture on Facebook the other day from Lake Martin. The guy had a limit of crappie, and there were some really good slabs in that picture.
Oh, yes, sir. There's some real big, pretty crappie being caught this fall. And believe it or not, I was actually trolling the other day with some downriggers, and I was probably trolling about 50 foot. But, I mean, I had some gigantic spoons I was trolling with, and we caught a 3-pound crappie on a big old spoon trolling.
Oh, I'd love to catch a 3-pounder.
Yeah.
Well, David, I appreciate you being with us today, and thanks for the report on Lake Martin. That's Alex City Guide Service. Y'all can look him up on the internet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, let's talk about the Upper Mobile Bay and the Causeway area. What's going on there? The shrimp still in good supply or not?
Well, they're struggling to get the shrimp. I was on the Causeway yesterday and checking out the situation. They're getting shrimp. The problem is they're selling them as fast as they can bring them in. And, they keep going out and going after the shrimp, and they're being able to pick them up, but they're not getting in giant wads to where they can fill the tanks up. Mm-hmm. So they're liable to run out 2 or 3 times a day at the bait shop. But if you do get your hands on some, it is a wonderful time to be out there fishing. Don mentioned the edges of the grass for the bass. A fellow that I fish with a lot, Ray Britt, he was out on the water yesterday with his girlfriend, and he said they just loaded up on the bass with live shrimp, and all they did was just ease down the bank and use fiberglass poles and drop those live shrimp right against the edge. He said it was like taking candy from a baby.
Now, this is a good time of year for redfish, too, right?
He caught a lot of reds, but they were all undersized. He said every one of them were 15 and a half inches long. And he did not try to fish for specks. He was concentrating on the bass. But I got another report while I was at the bait shop about some guys that ran out of shrimp, and they put on some of the artificial shrimp. In this case, they used a bait called the tsunami shrimp. You can get them at Walmart, and they had clear with silver glitter in them, and they just put them on their rods under a cork and just twitched them every now and then, and those bass just took them down.
How about that? Next up, we have Captain Bobby Abiscato, and he fishes around Dauphin Island and all the rivers in the South Mobile Bay area. How you doing, Bobby?
Good afternoon, Big Al. Joe, how you guys?
So where are you concentrating on now that it's the water temperature's down? You up in the rivers, or are you still around the island?
You could do both right now still, probably for a little while longer down at the island. I've been mainly in the river still, but the island, holds up. We all kind of give up on that probably a little bit too early. But, as long as the water temperature is over 62, which we're well above that still, you can still catch fish down in that area. The little tidal creeks around the Grand Bay, Portersville, Heron area, all of those have some reds in them right now. And even at the mouths of some of those said areas right there, and even the grass flats and shell reefs and stuff, still have a bunch of trout on them. You know, it's just that pretty much plays out when we get a freeze. It's pretty well over. You know, but again, I've been mainly in the rivers, and it's still primarily a shrimp imitation deal, you know, a shrimp deal for me until we start to get some really cold weather. That's kind of probably going to put the most fish in the boat for me, you know, until it really gets cold. But we tried top water, and, you know, I've had a couple good mornings on top water. Today wasn't one of them. We started out on top water and had five or six bites. And I was really excited about this morning because if you got up real early and looked at it, we had that nice cloud cover and a kind of a light south wind, and you know, it really kind of looked, it was going to be one of those kind of days, and we're right on the moon, and going to be one of those days we're going to bite. But as usual, the fish had other ideas, you know what I'm saying? You can't script them.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you what they want. But we went over to the voodoos under the corks, and it was lights out from there, you know. So anyway, but I'm not giving up on that topwater deal, man. That's just too much fun not to at least try it for a little while at first light.
Are you catching a few gator trout along the way?
We did. I did. A little later today, we had, I can't remember what day it was. One of the topwater mornings, we had some really nice-sized trout, and really had some pretty impressive-sized trout fishing corks today. Well, really all the way through the end of last week and through, you know, early part of this week. Some pretty impressive-sized trout on that. You know, it's like, you know, there's a thinking, I don't know if it's common, but there's a thinking that, you know, shrimp or a popping cork deal is a small fish rig, and you do catch, you know, you catch plenty of numbers and plenty of small fish on it. But you know, like I was listening to a guide from the Texas area speak one time. He was a big trout specialist, you know, and I was just kind of listening to him talk, and he was talking about and he hit the nail on the head. You know, he said you're going to really target big trout. You're going to really want to use bigger baits or bigger lures or that type of thing. He said, but I'm going to tell you something, you know, as those trout get older and get bigger, they're eating a lot of croakers and menhaden and mullet and that sort of thing. But while they're doing all of that, they eat a lot of shrimp too. So just because they've gotten big doesn't mean they still don't eat shrimp, you know. Matter of fact, he was talking about one of the biggest trout he'd ever caught, like a 9-plus pounder, 10-pounder. He caught on a shrimp under a popping cork, and the trout had a 9-inch mullet in his mouth. I mean, in his throat, and he still swam by and ate the guy's shrimp, you know. So you can catch plenty of big fish, you know, using shrimp, and you don't give up on any of the action. The great part about this time of the year when you're using shrimp or shrimp imitations is you don't have so much, as the water's cooling off, we don't have so many problems with the unwanted species like catfish and little pinfish and stuff. That seems to kind of thin out a little bit as the water temperature cools off. So that's another reason I kind of go to that time. This time of year.
Well, Bobby, you still hanging down a little farther to the south. A lot of your former students, Rutland and Garmison, moving up to Dog River and the Causeway, and with these temperatures being a little warm, how much longer do you think the south part of the bay will hold out?
It's probably, if I had to guess right now, it's probably going to be, you could probably catch them all the way through Thanksgiving, you know, unless we get some kind. By the way, Joe, your voice has changed. I didn't realize that. Until we get a sure enough freeze, you'll still be able to catch fish on places like the Shoals and, you know, Dolphin Island Bay and some of that stuff, you know, and I think that's about when it plays out. And it's going to just be a matter of when we get that freeze, which, you know, as you well know, it's usually Thanksgiving-ish, give or take, you're going to get a sure enough bull front that'll put the end to it.
Well, you wrote an article in the magazine one time about how well y'all did around the Thanksgiving period in West Fowl River, and y'all were all bundled up and just wearing the fish out, even though the air temperature was cold, the water temperature must not have been that cold for those fish to be active. But that's good advice for people, you know, if they're making their – a lot of people can't go as often as you can, and others can, so they have to plan their trip. So maybe they can start thinking about that now, thinking about that Thanksgiving period.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I said, when it starts to get cold, I think a lot of those fish that end up in places like you just mentioned, West Fowl and, you know, the Bayou and Bala Battery, Codan Bayou, you know, some of those kind of deep water places, Bayou Heron over in Mississippi, I think that's a lot of the fish that come out of those marsh systems and even the lower end of the sound, out in the sound. I think that's where a lot of those fish end up, because that's got, you know, it's got the sanctuary of the deep water, which, you know, of course, has more stable water temperature, and the salinity levels stay good. And I think places like that, you know, West Fowl is a classic example of a, we call it a river, but it's not truly a river. It's actually a bayou, and it's got everything that they need to get them through the winter, you know. So that's the kind of places that, you know, that, you know, on the lower end of the bay that are very similar to the Delta area up there, you know, where you have those deep, that the fish can get to when it gets sure enough cold.
Well, Bobby, we've got really good tides coming this weekend. I hope you enjoy
great
the
tide. Yeah, yeah. Wait, the next week's going to be really some magic. That's, you're going to get that big tide early in the morning and falling all the way through the day. I was going to mention that. You read my mind, Big Al. But yeah, you got great tides coming, you know, starting this weekend all the way through next week.
Absolutely. Okay, Bobby, appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. We'll go to Joe Dunn up at Miller's Ferry, see what's going on. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, how's the
time of year now?
Is it? Yeah. It's getting right up there, huh?
Yeah, the fall pattern's trying to start kicking in pretty good. The bottom bouncing out on the riverbank is what's really paying off right now. Water temperature's done dropped a good bit. It's done dropped probably a little over 10 degrees now. It went, you know, from first of the month being up in the 80s to now it's down in the mid-60s already now. So it's really, really getting that good.
Is the water clear up there good?
Yeah, it was a little bit stained. Something's been going on with the water. I don't know exactly, but I think they've been maybe one of those big lakes up north of us, they're pulling them down, but they've been running that water around the clock and then had even some of the gates open, which made it make it stain up when they go pulling it that hard.
Hmm.
But they backed off from that a little bit now, and things are, like I said, are picking up. We caught a few fish last weekend around some of the creek mouths and some of the slough mouths when that water's coming out of those things. You know, with all this current, they were more or less hunting eddies, you know, to get up, you know, hide out of some of that current when that pulling is that strong.
When you're bottom bouncing for those crappie out there in the main river and the currents are going like that, you have to use a pretty big weight.
Well, yes. You know, still think we'll talk about a 1 ounce. The main thing is finding a break in that current somewhere. And they're going to get out, you know, try to get out behind that, out of that current and, you know, ambush those shad as they come by, which, you know, military just, it's got more shad than anything around here, I guess. And they're going to be in those eddy pockets or either, you know, some big structure where they can get behind it. And when they're pulling real hard, though, they'll be real tight. And sometimes your strike zone isn't as big as when, you know, they slack off of it a little bit. The fish will go after a bait a little bit further. But right now, you're going to have to, you know, put it right in front of his nose when they're pulling that water that hard.
Should be a good time for a little jug fishing for catfish, too, right?
Oh, yeah. You can still, you know, the water temperature ain't changed enough where you can't do a little bit of the long lining. But here in a little while, you can go to checking back in some of those flats. And with that temperature dropping, some of them may start moving back up in the flat, following some of those shad that may be moving back up in there, too. Cooled off.
Yeah. That's the time of year I like to come. I like to come up there when the catfish are on those flats and the crappie fishing is good, and I'll just put the jugs out early in the morning, right at daylight, and then go crappie fishing for 2 or 3 hours and come back and chase jugs around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, our daytime temperatures is what's been so pleasant, you know. Too, you know, I like it. You know, when you start wearing a long sleeve or have to have a light jacket,
right,
that's when it's getting good.
It's a beautiful time of year to be out on the water, but you have to be prepared. You have to, you know, when the water gets cold, especially, you need to make sure you got that life jacket on or nearby. And it's recommended in cold water situations to just wear it all the time. So
yeah, it can be dangerous.
Absolutely. All right, Joe, you have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, Alan, we appreciate it. We'll holler at you later.
Okay.